الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. In Surah At-Tawbah, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, O you who you believe, have taqwa of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and be with people who are truthful. كونوا مع الصادقين. So the first requirement, the first instruction is to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. To be concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكُونُوا مع الصادقين. And be with people who are truthful. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one hadith he said, a person is on the religion of his friends. A person is on the religion of his friends. Meaning that friends influence how you think. Friends influence how you behave. So therefore, specific instruction is being given, be with people who are truthful. Now obviously, the first and most critical requirement of being truthful is to accept Islam, is to be on Tawheed, is to practice Islam. There is no truthfulness to the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when there is no truthfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So, whereas in real life you might see that people have integrity, they are honest, and that's why in Urdu we have two words. We have Imandar and Diyanadar. Do alag cheez hai. Imandar, har aadmi jo Diyanadar hota hai, Imandar hona zaruri nahi. So Imandar is the one who has Iman and Diyanadar is the one who has Diyanat, which is integrity and honesty. So honesty at a transactional level is also truthfulness. We don't decry that and we don't say it is unimportant. Of course it is important to be truthful in your dealings. This is part of Islam. In Islam there is no separation between belief and action. Today we have made it where we say we believe something but our actions are in some other direction. In Islam there is no difference between belief and action. If you believe, if you say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, then automatically lying and cheating and deceiving become haram on you. Today we seem to think that La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is by itself, and then you can also lie and cheat and you can also, you know, deceive people. This is not Islam. This is not Islam. So the two are not separated. But you can have, in terms of people who are not Muslim, you can have people who are not Muslim but they are honest and they have integrity and so on. And we tend to get very impressed by that, and at a certain level, yes, it is impressive. But never lose sight of the fact that the bottom line is to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who has not accepted La ilaha illallah has lied in the greatest of the senses, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there is the greatest zulm is inna shirka la zulmun azim. Verily shirk is the greatest zulm. There is no zulm, there is no aggression, there is no oppression which is greater than shirk, because when a person is committing shirk, the person is trying to do zulm on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can't succeed obviously, but he is trying. And so he is rewarded for his attempt. Many times we also get sidetracked. People say, well, you know, today we are saying such and such a thing, shirk, but our fathers did it, our grandfathers did it. So are you saying that my father was a mushrik or my grandfather was a mushrik? The answer is, first of all, we should look at our actions and we should correct our actions. Nobody said to go and name your grandfather and name your father and, you know, call him some name. Nobody said that. Whatever they did, they did. They died, they went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely, we should make dua for their forgiveness. And that is where the story ends. So, nobody said, go and call them names, number one. Number two, this whole issue of saying that my father and grandfather did something is back again to the original argument that the Mushrikeen of Makkah had on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is the religion of our forefathers. They actually came and asked him this question. They said that, are you saying that Abdul Muttalib was a Mushrik, that he will be in Jahannam, that he was misguided? Are you saying that your own grandfather was a Mushrik? Yeah? So are you cursing your own grandfather? They used all these tactics against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself. So don't fall into all this stuff. We are not here to argue with people. We are not here to win debates. We are here to correct our own Aqidah and to be on it properly. Whatever anyone else did or did not do is with them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. So be with people who are truthful. So the first requirement of truthfulness is Tawheed, is Islam. And as I said, of course, we do appreciate if somebody, even if the person is not a Muslim, if the person is honest, has integrity and so on, we certainly appreciate that. We don't decry that, we don't, denigrate that. But we don't compare that person to a Muslim who is also truthful. Now, as I said, there is no comparison to a Muslim who is lying, because if he is lying, he is cheating, then there is no comparison. He's worse than the other one, because after saying his La ilaha illallah, he is lying and cheating, so he is, may Allah forgive us and save us from that. Second point, as I said, is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that a person is on the religion of his believers, meaning the religion of his friends, meaning that if we are in the company of people, then the company tends to influence us. If you are a man and you are in the company of people who all have beards, then you will also grow a beard at some point in time, otherwise you will feel very odd. If you are a woman, you are in the company of women who are in hijab, you will also feel ashamed at some point in time that you are disobeying Allah and you will put on a hijab. But the opposite is also true. If you are in a company of people who don't pray, then even when the time for prayer comes, unless you are very strong on your religion, there's always a tendency to postpone it and to maybe it gets missed altogether. Maybe that was not your intention, but it happens. Similarly, if you are in the company of people who are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on and so forth, all of this happens. The minimum that can happen, even if there is no direct disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the absolute minimum that can happen is a waste of time. Because obviously people who are not believers, who are not religious, who have no concern about Islam, what will be their conversation? What will be whatever they are doing? What will be their entertainment? Even if it is not haram, I'm saying not everything is haram. But even if it is not haram, it certainly is not going to be the zikr of Allah. As Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, a majlis in which there is no zikr of Allah is a majlis which is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, some zikr of Allah, he said, at least say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Because he said, if there is a meeting, a majlis, in which there is no zikr of Allah, then this majlis is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, obviously, if you are in the company of people who are not from the Sadiqun, who are people who are not truthful, meaning that they are not practicing Islam, then that majlis, at the minimum, that majlis will be a majlis in which there is ghafla, there is thoughtlessness, heedlessness, and there is no remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, obviously, that is not the place to be. When you are with people who are truthful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors you. Take the case, today is Jum'ah, we all have read or will read Suratul Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Suratul Kahf, with the Ashabul Kahf, who were awliya Allah, who were people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who were obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, along with them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned their dog. And now, what was the need to mention the dog? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not mentioned the dog, so what? The story of the Ashabul Kahf would have been complete. But Allah made mention of their dog, and their dog went through the same barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that the dog also slept for 300 years and woke up. Why? Because he was with people who were truthful. Even the dog, when he was with people who were truthful, is mentioned. And the dog is given, an honorable mention because he was with Ashabul Kahf. Now, I'm sure there are many, many dogs who are with all kinds of people. They are not mentioned. This particular dog, because he was with the people who were truthful and people who were pious. So, when you are with people who are truthful and pious, it honors you. Final point is, the Sahaba did exactly this, radiallahu anhum, ajma'in. that when they came to Islam, and this was actually, they did it to such an extent that people started blaming Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They said that he is breaking up families, he is dividing clans. Whereas he did not divide or break up anybody. But this was the action of the Sahaba, where once they came into Islam, they actively chose the company of other Muslims. They went with them, they hung out with them, they sat with them, they visited them, and they stayed away from people who were against Islam or who were not Muslim. That does not mean that they cut off connections. They did not cut off connections because they were their relatives and so on. So they still visited them. If there was some business dealing, they still did business with them. None of that is prohibited. But in terms of actually spending time, in terms of, you know, being in the company, seeking the company, they always sought the company of Muslims. And as I said, this was to such an extent that it became so visible that people actually started blaming Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, saying that he is dividing families. Of course, he did not do that. So the point I am saying is that, to remember, and again, when the Sahaba did that, this was not to express hatred for somebody else. It was because that is how you learn. That is how you improve yourself. That is how, if you are in the company of good people, then you will learn something from them, they learn something from you, and so on. So it's a thing of blessing. Now, we need to ask ourselves that what are we doing with respect to that? What kind of people do we hang out with? Where do we go? What company do we keep? What do we seek for entertainment? Where do we go with people? Who do we visit? Who visits us? All of these are things. The whole point of these Fajr reminders is to remind us to look at our own lives. I'm not here sitting here telling stories. It's for us to remind ourselves and bring about those changes. Because in any society that you live in, you will always have good people. You will always have people who are Muslims, who are practicing, who are good people. And it is up to us to go and, you know, seek their company, be with them. If you don't do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not following the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also you lose out, because who else is there? If you don't go to the good person, the other one is a bad person. So it is very important for us to remember the hukum of Allah, where Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us in the company of good people and to raise us with good people. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that also. Tawaffana musliman wa alhiqna bis salihin. Yusuf alayhi salam made this dua. The Nabi made this dua. Tawaffana musliman. May we die as Muslims wa alhiqna bis salihin. And raise us with the salihin. Not with anybody, with the salihin, with people who are good people, the sadiqeen, salihin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us in a state of Islam with good people, and to our ending should be amongst good people, and for us to be raised with good people. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arham.